From elation to a state of limbo. That's the status of same-sex couples in Michigan who had hoped to marry following last Friday's ruling from federal judge Bernard Friedman, a ruling that struck down Michigan's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. More than 300 couples rushed to speak their vows Saturday before the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a stay of Judge Friedman's ruling until all appeals proceedings conclude. And now we have heard from Governor Rick Snyder about those couples. Joining us now is MLive's Capitol correspondent, Jonathan Osting. So what has Governor Snyder decided to say in terms of granting legal recognition to couples who married last weekend?
The governor said today he believes that the marriages were, in fact, performed legally. But that's since the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals stayed Friedman's Friday ruling. Michigan law is back in place. And Michigan law doesn't just prohibit same-sex marriages from happening. It prohibits the state from recognizing them, whether they're performed in Michigan or another state that does allow them. So the governor essentially says his hands are tied here and the state won't be recognizing those marriages even though they were legally performed.
So if I'm one of these couples, I'm saying to myself, so legal on Saturday, but today...
Yeah, exactly. The governor said that he wanted to provide some clarity. I'm not sure he actually did that. I mean, essentially, he's saying the situation remains the same. State recognizes they were legally performed, but won't recognize them for any other purpose moving forward. So the state of legal limbo definitely still in play for those couples that were married this weekend.
So benefits to a spouse or adoptions by those couples or the joint filing of state income tax forms, all of that is off the table until this appeal process goes through.
All of the above, yep. And the appeals process could be, months in the making. I mean, the court set a schedule for briefings, asking for documents to be turned in May and June. So it doesn't seem like we're going to have any resolution anytime soon.
Let's look at the appeals court ruling that stayed Judge Friedman's decision. It was 2-1. What did the majority opinion say? Why did they side with the state?
Well, they basically said that the Supreme Court issued a stay on a Utah case under similar circumstances. So they didn't really get into the nuts and bolts. They just said they wanted to remain consistent with what the U.S. Supreme Court did in that Utah case.
And we know that federal appeals court judge Helene White did write a dissenting opinion. What did she say?
Yeah, I mean, basically, in most cases like this, the court takes sort of a four-pronged approach, and they look at a number of different issues, such as whether the benefits of staying the ruling will outweigh the harm that it will cause the plaintiffs who won the case at the lower level. And Judge White said the state did not, in fact, prove that, which is why she dissented.
Now, we know, as you say, it'll be several months before the appeals court issues its ruling, and then I'm sure this is on a fast track to the U.S. Supreme Court, isn't it?
It certainly seems that way. I mean, obviously, when more and more states are dealing with the same issue, that should provide an impetus to the Supreme Court to take it up. They, of course, had the opportunity to weigh in last summer, and they chose not to. They chose to just focus on the Defense of Marriage Act and leave this question open. So I assume they knew that this issue would come back before them at some point, but how soon it can is an open question. I mean, it might be 2015 or even later.
In the meantime, Governor Snyder attempting to clarify a position. It sounds as though things are left fairly muddied, and I know the LGBT community would like him to get off the fence one way or the other, but it seems like he's trying very hard to stay on that fence.
Exactly. He's walking the legal line. I mean, he's saying, I'm going to do whatever the courts do. I've reviewed this with my attorneys, and here's what we believe is the correct way to implement the ruling and the stay. Of course, people do want to know the governor's personal opinion as well. In 2010, he did give a brief statement that said marriage is between one man and one woman, but suggested that couples should be allowed to enter into legal contracts together. Of course, 4 years later, a lot of personal opinions have changed in this state, and people do want to know where the governor stands, but he's not willing to share that right now.
MLive Capitol correspondent Jonathan Osting. Jonathan, thanks for talking with us today.
Hey, thank you for having me.